Hey everybody, this is Aaron the Retro Guy, and welcome to the Morning Roast Podcast. This is the home for all the craziness, the highlights, the interviews, and all the fun that we have on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy. Some station head OGs in the building. Jingle Love, Pat Dav, both of them have been on the app a long time. Jingle Love, I think, has actually been on the app longer than me. She doesn't look it. She doesn't look a day over 21. Not a day.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on station head.
All right, let's check in with what day is today, shall we?
What's with today? Today.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
What's today?
Well, today is Free Trade Day. It's also Great Lakes Awareness Day, Coconut Cream Pie Day, Give Someone a Cupcake Day, Meeting Planners Appreciation Day, Student Nurses Day, No Socks Day, Victory in Europe Day, World Ovarian Cancer Day, World Red Cross and Red Crescent Day. It's also the day after a weekend for the crowning of the king. Coronation weekend, as it was called over the weekend. Number one thing trending on Twitter was coronation. We even have some people from the UK in the chat. I'll tell you, listen, I don't care how you feel about the coronation. It really does give a chance for our UK brothers and sisters to show out. I feel like that's what it's there for. It is there for them to show out and show the majesty, the pageantry, the tradition that is England. And I'll tell you, they know how to throw a party. Number one thing trending last night was coronation concert. The very first time a concert was done on the castle grounds. And it was all over Twitter. Everybody from Lionel Richie to Katy Perry to, everybody was there. Andre Bocelli was there. It was gorgeous. It was absolutely beautiful. Now, I will say this. I'm not a giant fan of Camilla. And I don't know her personally. I don't even know if I have anything against her. Just don't like it. But here's what I do love. Every time William or Kate speaks, I just think, those are good people right there. I know that I have nothing in common with Prince William and Princess Kate. I understand it. I understand that they have lived a life that I will never understand. But every time they talk, I'm just like, I just like them. I just like them. And I like their kids. George, just the most adorable thing. I loved how people kept putting together videos of him yawning. There's got to be nothing more boring to that little kid than sitting through hours and hours and hours of coronation. Princess Charlotte, just adorable, just as cute as can be. So I enjoy. I'm sure my mother, who's been to England several times, probably watched the entire thing from start to finish. There are some weird things that happen. Some of the things that, like, I don't understand. Some of it is weird because I'd never seen one in my lifetime. It's like, it legitimately is like every, like, period piece movie you've ever seen. Like, people kneeling down, like, swords are involved, like, all this stuff. It's like a movie. Like, some of that, you're like, I thought maybe that was just in the King Arthur movies. No, it's like, it's real. Very odd. Some of it, a little uncomfortable to watch just because it's like, this seems archaic, yet really cool at the same time. So, big shout out to our UK brothers and sisters. For those of you that don't know, I am British by, descendants are, all of my family is from Great Britain. So, we are English by birth. So, when I was growing up, if it was the Olympics or something international, we cheered for the U.S., then England, And then Scotland, Wales, Ireland, and Australia, and in that order. So as long as that was the way it was in our house. So my brothers and sisters over there in the UK, congratulations, even if you don't think he's your king. We totally get that over here, by the way.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all in. Hey, when we come back, I've been on the hunt for hits. I think I found one, and dad jokes, a segment I love and a segment you guys love to hate. We want to take a second and thank the official sponsors of the Morning Roast Radio Show. First of all, every day we come to you live and loud from the heartland of America, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. This is the Vibe Radio Studio, sponsored by Eternal Media Solutions. Need help with audio, video, streaming? Need install help? Go to eternalmediasolutions.com. They can take care of you over there. And then I start my day every day with a huge cup of Badger Bros Coffee, the official coffee of the Morning Roast Radio Show. Go to badgerbroscoffee.com and check them out. I like their dark roast, but they got a lot of different stuff over there. badgerbroscoffee.com. And if you use code LUNA10, you'll get 10% off your order of the best cup of coffee you could get anywhere. And the official energy sponsor of the Morning Roast Radio Show. If you love energy drinks but you don't love the jitter, go to getjuiced.com and check them out. Juiced Energy, the official energy sponsor of the Morning Roast Radio Show. I use their protein powder. I use their Screamer Creamer Collagen. I use their Lit Lemonade pre-workout. You're going to love it all. Go to getjuiced.com today. Big shout out to all our sponsors. Thanks for helping make this show a possibility, and we love y'all.
Is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
Oh, it's time for one of those parts of the show that I love and some of you love to hate. It's time for some dad jokes. One more time. Oh, that's right. It's time for some dad jokes this morning. Buckle up. These are pretty awesome. How does a taco say grace? Let us pray. Oh, screw you guys. That's funny. What time did the man go to the dentist? Tooth hurty. the cheesier the better. Cheesier the better. One more time. Why didn't the skeleton climb the mountain? It didn't have the guts. One more. One more time. What do you call it when a snowman throws a tantrum? A meltdown. Hey! One more time. I love it. I love it. I know it. I know they're stupid. And the older I get, the funnier they are. Thus the name Dad Jokes. It's like dad hats, dad shoes. It's never a compliment when the word dad comes before it, and I just don't care. I think it's hilarious. I love it, and I hope maybe someday you will grow up to be mature enough or old enough, however you want to say it, to love it as well.
Making your mornings way more fun than they would be without us. You're listening to The Morning Roast Radio Show.
I have been on the hunt for hits. Yes, I have. I used to love and still do going to record stores and digging through crates to find nuggets, little nuggets of vinyl albums that maybe you never heard of, or maybe they're from an artist you've heard of, kind of. You get them home, you put them on the turntable, and they're unbelievable. You can do the same thing on Spotify. You can keep clicking and moving around. Next thing you know, you find a playlist, you find a track that you just go, ooh. Never heard this. This is good. Well, today I have been on the hunt for hits, and I think that I found one. And when you find one, it's like the sky opens up and you just go, oh, I found it. I have been on the hunt for hits, and I think I found one. This is Choir by Guy Sebastian. I think you're going to like it. Let me know what you think in the chat.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
All right, time for some Hot Topics retro style. Tackling some of the hottest topics of the day. Maybe some that you saw, maybe some that you didn't. For whatever reason, over the weekend on Twitter, a story from 2018 was making the rounds again. July 21st, 2018, the Montgomery Biscuits, a AA minor league affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. If you didn't hear the story, buckle up. This is not only great, it's actually pretty hilarious. They were deciding to do some different things to attract, fans. So they decided they were going to do a millennial night when they played the Mississippi Braves at Riverwalk Stadium, Montgomery, Alabama. Now, what was millennial night? They were going to be giving away participation ribbons, selfie stations, and promote napping areas and avocados. The Biscuits Twitter page advertised the event as an opportunity to receive free items without exerting much effort. That hits home and hurts. However, the announcement faced criticism on social media, with Twitter users mocking the event and the team's public relations department. The Biscuits Twitter account responded to the negativity by basically saying, hey, if you don't like it, show up and tell us why. Now, for those of you that don't know, The Economist in 2018 said that, nailing down exactly what generations are what is tricky, but if you were born between 1981 and 1996, that is widely accepted as the definition for millennials. Now, millennials used to get a blame for a lot and still do. Older people use millennials as in like anyone born after 1980. It's not necessarily true. So that story was making the rounds on Twitter over the weekend again. Because, of course, millennials felt a little hurt, a little singled out, as it were. And apparently, being what is considered an elder millennial, which means I'm kind of an in-between generation. I was born in 85. And if you go to like a lot of websites, they say, hey, 84 and 85 is kind of like you could be either or. You can remember when there were no computers or internet or cell phones, but you also saw most of those things come to fruition. As an elder millennial, I feel like it's my job to take exception to people's complaints about millennials and remind them of a few things. First of all, millennials have seen more tragedy than almost any generation ever. We've seen terrorist attacks. We've seen housing crisis. We've seen wars. We've seen a lot of things. Also, the number one thing, if you're a person that complains about millennials, just remember this here. As some people would say, put this one in your pipe and smoke it. If you don't like millennials, just remember, we didn't raise ourselves. Yeah. Sit on that one, see how that feels. We definitely didn't raise ourselves.
This is the Morning Roast. You're live on Station Head.
Yeah, that one hurts, doesn't it? That one doesn't feel good. That's a hotter take than I thought it'd be. Hey, if you haven't checked it out yet, we do have the podcast version of the show available. Usually around 11 Central, the podcast version of this show on both YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts is available. No music, just content. We cut it down anywhere between 15 to 20 minutes worth of content. You can catch that wherever you get your podcast. Put in the Morning Rush Radio Show. And then on YouTube, if you're not following us on YouTube, it would mean a lot if you did. Go to YouTube, put in the Morning Rush Radio Show. Check out our videos over there. Got some new content dropping over there today. Obviously, this show. And then perhaps something else as well. Would love for you to leave a like and a comment on it. That helps that weird YouTube algorithm out. So there you go. There you go. You miss a show, you can get yourself all caught up. Then make sure that you're following us on Instagram, Morning Roast Radio on Instagram, and our Facebook page, Morning Roast Radio, and then on Twitter at On Morning Roast over on Twitter. How about some news that's too stupid to make up, huh? Let's do it. In the UK, a thief was so ashamed of stealing from a woman that he returned her backpack and apologized. When he returned the bag to her, he left his phone number and promised to, quote, make it up. The victim turned his number over to police. You know, I hope the judge was lenient on the guy. I mean, at least he had a little bit of remorse, right? I mean, at least he felt bad about it. How about a double dose? This one out of Belgium. Two Belgian youngsters stole an entire public playground to build their own private playground at home. Yeah. The brother and sister stole two swings, a seesaw, a wooden cabin from the playground. The playground was being refurbished and all the attractions had been dismantled. That's amazing. It's amazing. She said, yo, apparently in Europe, when they commit a crime, sometimes they do it with as much class as you can do it. Building their own playground, and this guy felt bad about stealing this lady's wallet. Shout out to the Europeans today.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
Why do you get brain farts? We're going to talk about that tomorrow on the show. Listen, there's actually a scientific reason. You're not just getting old, which is good, because sometimes I wonder, am I just getting old? Is that what it is? Because that's kind of what it feels like. It's time for your quote of the day this morning. If you didn't catch it, you didn't hear it on the first part of the show this morning. Hour number one, which is over on TikTok at 7 a.m. every day. Do what you can with what you've got where you are. Sometimes I think we want to wait till we have either earned enough respect from others or ourselves. We think we maybe, I don't have enough talent. I don't have enough education. I don't have enough life experience to make any difference in anyone's life. According to Mr. Teddy Roosevelt, do what you can with what you've got where you are. Make a difference in the lives of those around you with the tools that you have right now. Don't wait till you, quote, get where you're going. Success isn't a destination. It's a journey. So if you wait till you're, quote, successful, you're never going to try to affect change in anybody. You're just going to constantly be, well, you know, I would do that. I would volunteer there. I would help that person. But, you know, I don't really have much to offer. No. Take the skills that you have. Take the experience that you have. Use it to affect change in those around you. Don't wait till you think you're worthy of affecting change. You know, really, a lot of times, most people, they're waiting on somebody. They're waiting on somebody. They are watching somebody, and very, very few times does that person know that they're being watched by somebody. You think, nobody cares what I do. Nobody's interested in the things I've got going. Nobody sees what I do. Nobody looks at my content. Nobody sees my work. Nobody appreciates me. That's not true. Usually there's somebody that's watching and waiting to see how you're going to handle a challenge, and that gives them the go-ahead to get out and do something outside of themselves. Do what you can with what you've got where you are. Your Morning Roast quote of the day.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Oh, Coronation! Over the weekend, number one thing trending on Twitter was Coronation Concert. The Rock and the Royals came together for a Coronation Concert at Windsor Castle on Sunday, following the official coronation ceremony of King Charles III and Queen Camilla at Westminster Abbey. No offense to any of my UK brothers and sisters. The royal family, including Prince William, Prince Kate, Prince George, Princess Charlotte, pregnant Princess Eugenie, Zara Tyndall, and Sarah Ferguson, enjoyed a VIP view of the musical performances from the east lawn of the castle. The coronation concert featured an array of talented musicians, including Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Nicole Scherzinger, Andre Bocelli, and the Coronation Choir, a group of singers from across the UK. It was the first concert to be held on the castle grounds and was a memorable occasion for all in attendance. And it was very beautiful. It was really, really, really neat. A lot of people online were like, well, they couldn't get any, like, good celebrities to come perform. Like, listen, the fact that the royal family had, like, what would be considered modern-day pop music at the coronation concert at least proves that Queen Camilla and King Charles are trying to be relevant. And they looked great, by the way. Shout out to Katy Perry, Nicole Scherzinger. I love the, like, I don't know what you call those outfits that, with the hats and stuff. It's very, like, classical. So at least Americans, at least we showed up and tried to fit in, huh? Because you know how it is. Like, when a pop star goes over there, you get a little worried. You're like, are they going to show up with a Frisbee on their head and, like, a trash bag? Are we gonna be American? Or are we going to, like, try to fit in a little bit? And we did. We fit in a little bit. Not like 100%. Like, we always kind of have this look like, hey, what's going on? I'm over here. The bathroom I just peed in is older than my entire country. But I'm here anyway. Just glad to be here.
Making your mornings way more fun than they would be without us. You're listening to The Morning Roast Radio Show.
It's about time for me to get out of here. But before we do, we tell you the same thing every day because I believe it. You are amazing. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. No one else is like you, and no one else can change the world in the unique way that only you can. I can't change it the way that you can change it. You can't change it the way that I can change it. But if we all get together and work together, amazing things will happen. Tomorrow on the show, why do we have brain farts? What do you fake smile about? And something coming in from the Discord. If you're not on our Discord, get on there. And you find a story, put it in the Wacky News channel on there, and we will do our best to make sure that it makes air. Also going to talk a little bit about the MTV Movie Awards. Who's still watching them? No idea, but they're still giving them away. That's all coming tomorrow on the show, and what in the Twitterverse is going on. If you missed part of the show, you want to listen to the replay, it'll be available here in about an hour and a half, wherever you get your podcasts, and also on YouTube. You're amazing. You're awesome. I think you're just about the coolest person I know. How do you think of that? Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Morning Roast Podcast. The Morning Roast Radio Show can be heard and seen live on TikTok every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, and then on Station Head at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio, and check me out on TikTok. Have a great day.